Emmanuel, God with us. All I could think about when I was preparing this message and I wanted to title the sermon that, oh, what a name. How many of you have heard names that sound really amazing? They may be four or five names and it might have the first or junior or the second or the third or the fourth after it. How many of you heard names that sound really impressive, right? It's kind of like right from birth, that person has something to live up to. And yet, when we hear that name, Emmanuel, how can we not but think, what a name? I like that video because it impressed upon me that it really means a total change in how we view God. For many people that we see around us, that we may even work with, they may see God as being up there someplace. And yet the truth of Christmas, the truth of the Nativity, the truth of the Incarnation is that God is with us. He is here. And more even so for us who are believers, He's here. He's in us. So I just thought I would ask a question. There's power in names, right? How many of you know what your name means? Oh boy, you guys are pretty good. Because I thought there might be a few names. I mean, we know Jesus, because it's Greek for the Hebrew name Yeshua, which means the Lord saves. That's why Joseph was to name him Jesus, because he was to be the Savior, right? That's where that name comes, Jesus. Christ, the Anointed One, is Hebrew for Messiah, or is Greek for the Hebrew Messiah. And so what's the name of your name? Now, I didn't know who would be here tonight, so I kind of picked some, just kind of guessing. I thought maybe Tom might be here. We have a few of them. And the origin of that name is, it's an Aramaic name. It means twin. And I thought there was some kind of neat things about that name. You can read it after if you're interested, Tom. You might know these things. There might be a Paul here, I thought, just kind of guessing. And Paul is Latin. It means small, which I thought was really hilarious when I thought about the Paul that I was going to be here tonight. And there's famous namesakes for him and the fact that Paul was a name given to Saul of Tarsus when he converted to Christianity and wrote the epistles in the books of the New Testament. Jeremiah, we might have a Jeremiah here. I had a little bit to do with that name. And that's a Hebrew name, and it means Yahweh will exalt. Isn't that a hard name to live up to? I thought we might have an Asher here someplace. There we go, we got an Asher here. What is Asher? It's Hebrew, and it means happy and blessed. What a name to live up to. Happy and blessed. And I thought Andrew might be here. He was here earlier. That's a Greek word for manly. How would you like to live up to that name? I thought maybe Rachel would be here tonight. They said they were coming, but her name is Ooh, which is kind of interesting. It means lamb. I thought we might have a Hannah here tonight, had a kind of guess, which is from Hebrew, which means favor or grace. Kind of a cool name to live up to, right? Well, there might be a Brian here tonight. That's me. And it's Irish, and it's strong or honorable, or a force and strength. That would be an interesting name to live up to. And there's also a Nathaniel here. Does Nathaniel know what his name means? Gift. Yes, he gave. It comes from the Hebrew word he gave. What about Sarah? There's a Sarah here. I gave my first daughter that name. And what does that name mean? Anybody know? Princess. Yeah, I really spoiled my first daughter. Princess. Yeah. We might have a Gloria here. What does Gloria mean? Praise, right? Give glory. Yeah, a lot of cool meanings behind names. And so when you think about what Jesus was named, you kind of have an expectation what he's going to do. But I really wanted to ask the question, does he live up to his name? I also noticed when I came in, we have a banner here with many names for Jesus, right? Can you see this banner up at the front? There's Alpha and Omega, the Good Shepherd, the Resurrection of Life, Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, Bread of Life, King of Kings, Son of God, Savior, Son of David, Son of Man, Messiah, Emmanuel, Word of God, the True Light, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Redeemer, Bright Morning Star, and First and Last. What a monocle to live up to, right? Because he is our present. His presence is what we hold on to. His presence is why we gather for the Lord's Supper. His presence is why we believe what he says in Matthew 19, that wherever two or more of my people are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. We believe what the Psalm says. He inhabits the praises of his people. We believe that he is present when we gather together and when we pray, that he will do things as he promises in, again, Matthew 19. He says, if you ask anything in my name, two or three of you, it'll be done for you, right? Isn't that awesome? There's power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the early apostles raised people from the dead. In Jesus' name, the early apostles healed people from diseases that nobody could heal. There's power in the name of Jesus. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. And we get to unpack his present for us this evening. It's his promise. It's his presence. He is the ultimate Christmas present. And it's just my desire that we take, tonight we're going to take the peace light if you want it. We have these jars here with little candles in them. And this light comes from the grotto in Bethlehem, which is the longest recorded light lit for since the 6th century. The 6th century. So that means how many years? Over 1,500 years, the lamps that you can see here on this picture here. Oh, maybe not. Oh, I put it on Facebook anyways. I thought it had a picture on this one too. But if you go down into the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, and you go down into the cave where you see the actual place that they believe Jesus was set as a baby, you get to see the lamps. And the lamps are burning there. And they have been historic, it's documented, this place has been a place of worship, and it's had the light burning for 1,500 years. And so this group from Austria started going over to Bethlehem with a lamp, and Austrian Airlines lets them put the lamp on the plane. It's a lantern, and they get to put it on the plane. And they get to bring it to JFK, and then the scouts take it and send it all over the country. And we are one of the recipients of that tonight. And we received it, actually, I had it in place on Sunday. But if you would like the peace light, we actually lit the Christ candle off of that light tonight. Because I think that's kind of cool. That the Christians throughout history have kept, if you ever go there, I'd like to go there someday. That would be one of my bucket list, is to go to Palestine to see the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, because I am told that there are more lanterns in that church than you've ever seen, and the reason is because they have kept the light burning. They recognize the light of peace had to be kept burning to symbolize to the world that Christ didn't just come and die and disappear, but he rose again, and he's promised to be with us forever. And this light is just an example of that. You know, people make a big deal about the Olympic light, right? How many of you, when the Olympics were here in the United States, wanted to go and carry the light? When it was in Canada and BC, they were signing people up, and there was a huge waiting list for people that could take and run that light to light the Olympic torch. They would take a little torch and run the light that came from Greece. And it was such a big deal. And yet that light is nothing in length of time compared to the light of this peace candle that's been burning for so long. And I just want to give you that as a present. I hope you can take one home tonight and light another candle, because this one won't last you that long. But just keep it as a reminder that Christ is alive and well. His light is shining through us into the world. And he is the greatest present. He is Emmanuel. He is all those things that we name. He lives up to his name. We may fail to live up to our name, right? But he is faithful. He can do it. And he has lived up to his name. He is Emmanuel, God with us, now and always. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are with us. Sometimes Christmas is the hardest time of the year. I know in my life it's been very difficult for many years, because you remember the loved ones that you spent time with for many, many years who are no longer here. People seem to be crazy over gifts and shopping and everything else. Lord, it's easy for us to lose perspective. And yet we're here. We're here tonight and we remember your promise to us. You speak to us your mighty living word and you make your true presence known to us in your body and blood. You assure us that you can give us a peace that the world will never understand. A joy and a hope. Because of the love that you've shown to us. Lord, this night we pray that we would take a moment to contemplate these four words. God is with us.